Okie dokie. Hello, it's Karen Schoenberg again, and this time I'm doing some extra credit, like everybody else, because I bet we all want it. Okay, so this one's on critical thinking skills, and I really think that Tony's trying to get across the importance of critical thinking skills, because he keeps like pounding this into our head. I think every recording that we've done has had something to do with critical thinking skills, or at least mentioned it, or we've had to talk about it at some point in time. So I'm guessing that it's a pretty important thing. I think that Tony's article is pretty deep. He used some big words in there. Good job, Tony. And I think that critical thinking skills are really important. I agree with Tony. I don't understand why you wouldn't agree with Tony on this one, because honestly it is. Okay, so why is critical thinking a big part of the physics problem solving method? Well, I believe that it is a big part of the physics problem solving method because we are just trying to get across, or Tony, I guess, everybody who believes in this, is trying to get across that you need evidence to support your argument, no matter what, to have a proper scientific, opinion, I guess. I think that almost, everything that he italicized was pretty important in there. And, I like how the last paragraph tells us about scientists and how we're not really different from regular people, but sometimes we view the world differently. I don't know. It's a pretty good article. Wait, that wasn't the question. Hold on. Why is critical thinking a big part of the physics problem-solving method? Oh, I answered that. Okay. So, why does a formal training in the physics problem-solving method produce more successful people? Well, once you understand how to use the physics problem-solving method, then you can apply this to all sorts of things. You can go to the grocery store, and if you see, like, a bruised apple, you'll think about it, use your critical thinking skills, and you know that bruised apples are bad. They rot faster and they just taste gross. So you're going to not pick that apple. Poor apple, I know it's sad, but it's true. Using critical thinking, we have decided that the bruised apple is bad. Okay, so that was kind of a bad example, but forgive me. It's late and I just figured out how to use my recording device. So I'm kind of wacky right now. Will you provide a personal experience that you have had with someone who did not use the agreed upon definition of opinion? Okay, there's like 20 million jackasses out there. Am I allowed to say jackass? I'm sorry, Tony, if I'm not. But there are a bunch of people that are so stubborn in their ways that no matter what, they think that their opinion is right, even if they have no scientific, not even scientific, any explanation for their opinion. They're just like, oh, the sky's pink. And you'll look at them and be like, no, the sky's blue. And they will fight you, like, almost to the death on this thing. They'll be like, no, well, what if my definition of blue is different than yours and it's really pink? And I don't know. It's just really frustrating. There are a lot of people like that. I bet everybody's had some sort of douchebag come into their life, try to tell them that their opinion was right when it probably wasn't. Same with the problem-solving method. Some people just don't think. And I'm glad that we're learning critical thinking skills, even though, like, it's... Sorry, Tony, but it's pretty much being, like, drilled into our brain now. I think we got it now. Hopefully. Sorry, watch, I'm probably wrong. You're probably, like, shaking your head at me right now. But, yeah, so critical thinking skills rock. Everybody should follow them. Read the article. It's awesome. And Tony, you didn't put a time limit on this, so I'm just going to end now. Okay, have a lovely night. Bye.